Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. We meet again. Part two of our 10-year anniversary. You know, I realized something as I do the show into my phone. I'm sitting up in bed, my favorite thing to do. But listen, if I just, now I'm quiet. There is some music playing outside my house, but there was a fan on two rooms over. I turned that off. But if I'm just listening now, I'm going to be quiet. Now, I didn't move. But watch what happens if I just, like, reshift myself in bed. Listen to what it sounds like. Did you hear that? Anyway, because now I have to be real... Now, of course, I can't hear it now because I didn't listen back to this, but before I did, so... Anyway, there's a few things I want to go over. I think I have a list. Because I know, you know, I like when the opening is clean. Like, for me to do that today, I'd have to sit like this. Wow. But is there still a crackle? Anyway. So I have a list here. One is, here's what I think we're going to be doing. You know, I don't need to talk about it so much, but what else do I have going on? So we're going to do the first 2 weeks of every month will be just a normal podcast from the studio. Then the third week will be just me, not into my phone. I mean, I do that when I have to. If I'm going to do like whole shows that are just me, I'll do those in the studio, or I'm going to buy something for my phone. It like connects to it. It'll better the quality. But so it would be the first week would be just a regular show. The second week, just a regular show. And then third week, just me. Because you know what? I enjoyed doing that once in a while. It was really fun. I mean, just me could mean maybe there's somebody with me, but there's no music. There's no nothing. Well, I'm near the soundboard. But mostly it'll be just me. The fourth week, a best of show that I'll let either someone in the family pick or somebody emails me and says why they'd like me to play that. And then if they don't mind, I'll read their email, explain why, and throw to the best of show. So there you go. Now I know there's going to be weeks that are supposed to be the best of show that I'm going to have a comedian that happens to be in town or whatever. And I'm just going to do a show, but that'll be, you know, when that happens, that'll happen. So anyway, there you go. And that must have sounded horrible. New Year's Eve. Let me plug a few things here. New Year's Eve. Well, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. And I am looking, I'm not bringing the whole, you know, the whole shbigingi, the whole band with me. But I'm looking for a local keyboard player in Austin, Texas, that has to be available for Thursday, because I'll get in Wednesday, so I'll be there Thursday morning, the 29th, to come like 3 hours before the doors open, and we'll just mess around and go over some stuff. And most of the times, if I'm using a keyboard player in a city, he'll ask me, hey, could you send me maybe a few of the songs? But you just have to be like a decent keyboard player, good attitude. If you're familiar with my comedy, yeah, it makes it better, but, you know... You know, I would rather people that email me, it's either somebody you know directly, you know, and if they want to see how I use the band, they can always go to, you know, I guess Act Happy, in my Netflix special, or Todd Glass, The Event of a Lifetime on YouTube for free. Just, maybe they're curious, like, you know, if you listen to the show, you know, but if it's someone else. But it's mostly their attitude, easy to be around, someone you might go... I always say that because sometimes people will go, oh, yeah, I don't want to recommend them. They're like, he's great or they're great. But it's so important, just an easy energy to be, you know, easy energy to be around. So, again, you can email me at Todd Glass Comedy, and you need to be available for all the shows. There is pay. You need to be available for all the shows. So you need to be available the 28th for, like, 5 hours, 4 hours before the doors open. It gives us a nice, healthy time to mess around and work together. You could squeeze it into an hour, but I don't like doing that. So it's like a 3 or 4 hour, we just hang out and 3 hours. And you have to be available for that. That has to happen before the doors open, obviously, for people to come in. So usually try to do meet around 2, go to like 5, and then you take a 2 hour break till the show starts, you know. So, and then be available for Thursday, the rehearsal and the one show, both shows Friday, both shows Saturday, everything. So I usually have somebody by now, but I've been having a little difficulty. So we'll figure it out, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to have them playing as people are coming in. I'll make it like an evening, you know, even as you're being seated, someone will be out there playing some cool music. And from the second you get in that place, it looks sexy as fuck. And I know the way I do it. So, Creek in the Cave. There we go. And then Philadelphia Helium, I'm coming in February now, the end of February. Usually I come in January. And then when I'm at Helium in February, the end of February, right afterwards I'll do John and Peter's again. And there you go, in the end of January in Paris, Texas, at their festival. So send a little early love their way. All righty. That was so much. I hope I really do. I want to be very specific with the keyboard thing. Like, and people do it, you know, they're so nice. But sometimes they'll be like, hey, they need a keyboard player. And someone emails me, but they don't really know the situation. Like, I don't mind if it's not you, but it should be someone close to you. Like, you go, oh, my, you know, a good friend or my brother or someone you could, you know, say, is this something you might want to do, you know? Anyway, there you go. And I got one more thing. I didn't like the way I said that. Look, I am itching to go on, itching isn't the right word, to go on Bill Maher and discuss mainly the, which we won't discuss it now because we've discussed it on this show many times before, but the comedy, where it's at today, and young adults or people usually say kids today. Like two things we adamantly disagree about, but they all mold together. I don't know what to tweet at them, but like, you know, I feel like I've been doing comedy a long time. I adamantly disagree with them where comedy is today. So that's what they want on the show. Like, they know that. That's the whole theme of the show. So why not have someone like me on? Now, you might go, well, they're just unaware of me, which is probably the case. But, you know, maybe isolate this clip and tweet it at them. But, you know, or maybe, because the thing is, it's like sometimes when people have opinions on comedy, they're not comedians. So for comedians, they can write them off. And maybe sometimes justifiably so. But it doesn't mean I'm right, but I'm a comedian. Like, I'm not someone who writes about comedy. I'm not someone who they think hates comedy. I'm a comedian, and I love comedy. And I just adamantly disagree. So if not me on the show, you have to make pretend you want the other side. When you get the other side, you know, you don't have to get, you know, somebody who is going to come on and be disrespectful, or quite the opposite. My goal to get on the show is to hopefully, maybe this is crazy, change his opinion, like genuinely, not just be catty, or because the way I'm going to hit this is different than it's ever been hit or put at him before. I'm not going to go on there and do the same argument and argue what's on the plate. You know, I have a different way to go about this. And I my hopes are that, I haven't listened to Howard Stern enough recently to know how much he's changed, or maybe there are a few things I wish he would still change on. But for a lot of people, they should at least look at Howard Stern and go, because I don't know anybody that's changed that much. Or maybe he's definitely somebody that's in that area. We go, well, they've changed. A lot of people say that, even people that go, oh, I don't listen, but yeah, oh, he's certainly changed. And people notice that. But I don't think a lot of comedians go, wow, who are the comedians? Like, compare yourself to him and go, who are the comedians that have changed that much? That means you have to admit you were off. You were way off. Not just off. You have to admit you're way off. No, people don't mind being wrong socially. They just don't want to be really, really. No one wants to believe, could I be so fucking off? Could I be what I make fun of? Is there any chance that I am that wrong? Well, that's what Howard Stern had to do on many issues. It's harder than it sounds, but it's doable. I hope I do it. I hope. I mean, the best thing that Gary Goldman ever told me was, I go, when am I going to get tired of seeing my old comedy? He goes, hopefully never. And which means you just stopped evolving. What do you want to say? My best work was from a year ago? So anyway. So what could we tweet at, Bill Maher and saying, a nice tweet, go, you guys have to have Todd Glass on. He's a decent guy, but he does adamantly disagree with you on kids today and where comedy's at. Like, just a nice, loving, condensed, sweetly, but saying, it's absurd you guys haven't had him on. Maybe he's not under your radar, but now he is. You should have Todd Glass on your show. So, pardon me for going off, but these are the type of shows we're going to have when it's just an hour of just me. See what you have to look forward to? That quality time that we'll get to spend together? Just me and you. They're not going to be an hour. They'll be 2 hours. I just get in an hour, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go. So, how about one? Who's going to create this tweet to Bill Maher? Because I think the person that says it the best, what I do, is then you, I don't know what you do. You have a contest. You win $1 million. Anyway, I hope you're doing good. I've been crying lately. Just like, I've talked about this in the podcast before. I know it's a healthy thing, but it's like overwhelming that the other day, I saw this woman, and she was having trouble getting her dog. And I did that thing where I drove, put yourself out there. Remember I played that clip? And I go, yeah, go help her. Like, you would think, well, who wouldn't help her? But, the dog wasn't near a highway. But that's not what ended up. It's not that I felt good that I helped. And it's the right thing to do, of course. I get that. But again, like after I bought that hot chocolate from the kids, she was so appreciative. Like, she got the dog before when I got out of the car and I was walking towards her, she already had the dog. It was in my neighborhood, And she goes, I go, oh, I thought you might need help getting your dog. And she was like, oh, she was so, like, you restore people's faith in humanity. Little thing like that. And it was so obvious how much she appreciated it. And that made me appreciate her for the whole thing. And I got back in the car and I just started, my eyes flooded with tears, And I almost even laughed at myself. Like, I'm like, wow. I should be able to quote. I know it's good to do this stuff, but I played this on the show a few weeks ago. It was a guy talking about his mom dying, and he goes, the worst thing. Now, in a case like this, you know, there's no worst case scenario, really. But it's always more than you think it'll be, any act of kindness. All right, everybody. Well, next week, I'm going to say her name wrong, Atsuko. And Cam will be on the board. Aristotle will be tech. And I think Eric Calver or Alex Young on sax. Or both, hopefully. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a listener. All from who drove down all the way? Remember you were going to drive down and sit in on the show. You're a listener. And then last minute, that wasn't the best time. I said, no, I'd rather you do it when you do me a favor. I could search for the emails, but email me again and go, hey, it's us. You know who you are. You were going to sit on. We had a plan, but then you backed out. And I said, no, there'll be another good time, you know? So anyway, speaking of people that were going to sit on the show, you email me and say, hey, you were talking about me, blah, blah, blah. I know it's you. But we have a different listener sitting in on next week's show. So it's going to be a great energy. You know it's a big deal when I get a pre-made vegetable tray. It just looks so fucking good. Put it out there. It's like, oh, I didn't know it was a big deal tonight. Well, my show's a big deal. My show's a big deal. All right. You're great. How long was that? 15 minutes. A lot of rustling and bustling and all right. Bye. Oh, guess what? Hi, Adam. I feel like I want to say hi to Adam now. Adam, I want to see how close. Here's the deal. If I test Adam, it's not like he's going to ever be uncomfortable, because if he doesn't hear it, he doesn't hear it. But if he hears it, then I know. So Adam, text me the word pumpkin pie, and I'll know, okay? And that's it. We're going to join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress, for part two. Well, sure, Tim Lillis is still here. He was here last week. He doesn't just go home. And Eric Calver on drums. What song is this? You know this one?
Frere Jacques,
Dormez-vous. Oh, yeah. Bop, bop. I love reverb. All right. Here we go. Okay, this is part two. You remember last week we were talking, how do we split the show up?
Yeah.
That's where we left everybody.
Took some time off to really think about
it,
have our own opinions.
And oddly enough, with all the time we took off, we're still right back where we were.
Right back where we started.
So let's... Why am I revving so high? Truth.
Huh?
How do I calm down? Calm me down. Right now.
I hear lavender oil on feet is supposed to help. Just deep breathing exercises. I started watching, I didn't finish it, but a documentary on Netflix called Stutz, directed
Iris
by Stutzen. Jonah Hill. And
it's
about his therapist. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first half, and I really liked what I saw so far. I gave up because it sucked. No, I gave up because I left it because I had to do something.
I heard someone else talking about that.
But yeah, it was really, I guess he has a very unique take on therapy, and it's just his techniques seem very helpful. I don't know. This isn't an ad. I was just
no. I know.
You're asking
by
about
the
calming
way.
Down, and he seemed to have like actionable items for that kind of thing.
Here we go. So what I'm going to do right now, and then Cam's going to do it. I'm going to play a song in my
earphones. This is part two, everybody, to the 10-year anniversary show. Vinny, if you want to light that up, it's fine. I just want to stop. Stop. No one's in a hurry but you. I got to stop. I'm revving high. It's okay. Aristotle, you doing good?
Doing good. I'm saying, could it be the marijuana?
No, all that these calms years me.
It, are you sure? Does it calm you outside of the podcast? But what about on the podcast?
Let me take a hit and I'll tell you. Well, why? What's that? Hold on. Hold on. Just, can you hold on?
Yeah, I'll entertain them for a bit.
You'll entertain
them.
That was Camp Down Racer, right?
That was. That was Camp Down Racer at the beginning. Right. Sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. I mean, it's a good song, sure, but I don't know.
Is it Camp Down? Countdown?
I think it's Camtown. At first, was it ever Camtown Ladies?
Camtown?
Welcome to Camtown, the show all about Cam. What did he do this morning? What was the consistency of his shit? Spoiler alert, it was wet.
Why Hold do you on. Think before the podcast started recording, he asked everyone when the last time they pooped their pants was? Maybe it's because he had a story about pooping his pants. Wet.
Okay, I'll play a little bit. Well, no, maybe I shouldn't. Should you want to hear a little bit of it? Okay, here we go. Can I have some reverb?
Yeah, now, so by one way, more time, the premise is Todd has headphones in, and he's going to sing a song to the best of his ability. No one else can hear the song playing. And
I almost want him to hear a little bit of it.
No, but don't they, let them. Don't let them. They can do the it. Game. Then there's no game. Then they know it.
Because I might need it. Okay.
And then Eric and Tim are going to do their best to try to fill it in. It's like a game show. I don't know.
Is there reverb in my voice? I have the headphones in. I'm embarrassed. Here we go.
Oh, you're good.
Boom, bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
I'm up and I'm ready to try something new. I don't know where I'm going, and I must see it through.
Bum, bum, bum.
I need my band in the room louder,
bum, bum.
And it's been so long.
Bum, bum.
But I got so much music in me, I'm gonna sing you a song. I've been so many places, I've seen the highs and the lows. It's been said I should change my way of living, but nobody knows. There's a feeling inside me when I get singing. I'm sweating.
I feel like that actually, like, by the end of that, I was like, wait, this sounds like they rehearsed it.
No,
actually.
Okay, here's the real song. You ready? Hold on.
Why, assuming it was what you were singing.
Known as the king of singing impressionists.
But you'll hear.
He's just that. Here he is, the incredible Bob Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and please.
Can we plug this in and hear it through the house?
Yeah.
Hold on, people at home. I want to see if we do it again, but they know what they're playing.
Try something new. I don't know where I'm going, but I must see it through. The nightlife is so different, and the road is so long. But I got so much music in me, I'm gonna sing you a song.
He is known as the king of singing impressionists because
maybe this will be the best show ever.
I think that's what you should call it.
Yes. Hold on. Now that you heard it.
That's your special after go. Bells and whistles?
Here we go. Can I get some reverb? I'm up and I'm ready. Boom. Boom. Here we go. Thank you. Two. I'm up and I'm ready to try something new. I don't know where I'm going, but I must see it through. The nightlife is so different and the road is so long. But I got so much music in me, I'm gonna sing you a song. I've been so many places, I've seen the highs and the lows. It's No, I just don't have it in me anymore. No. I don't want to sing anymore, guys. Let me just enjoy my life.
No, Todd.
I want to sing.
No, sing.
I want to sing.
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 We come for the jokes. We stay for the music.
Regrets, I've had a few. Let's get to the good part. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ended up and spit it out. Cam, it's your turn. Shit, I'm so sorry. It's impossible. Stop. I'm going to go sit over there, and I'm going to smoke, and I want you to do the show, and just show me what I should do.
Okay, the Todd Glass show?
Yeah, no, don't.
Hey, it's me, Todd Glass.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Don't make like a fool.
No. I'll do it accurately, seriously. I'll do what I think
Cam,
you should do.
Don't.
I'm not going to make a fool.
I see it in your eyes.
I'm not.
I don't want to be like, hey,
you can't
on,
see. There's no glint
you're
in
right,
my eyes.
You're right.
My cheek is not slightly twisting up at the thought of being able to roast you.
Are we soaking this night in? Like, if it look where we're at.
Look at the atmosphere.
Okay, so
let's
make
it a little
this.
Darker in here. All right.
Okay.
Quote unquote.
I'm gonna go sit over here.
Todd's gonna go sit over there. This is my best Todd impression. It's not great.
This
is my impression of everybody.
Just have a fun show. Can't I go enjoy it as a listener?
Yeah.
What would you do?
You're going to get the... I'll sit in your chair,
okay.
And I'll do you. Yeah.
And I'll be you.
You be me. Yeah, you be me.
Okay.
You
do your best. I don't want... Can...
No,
it's going to be respectful. It's going to be... No.
Can, so help me God.
No, this is tasteful.
Can,
it's a character study.
Hold on.
This is...
God that governs the planet.
Yeah, the only one.
I don't want.
Yeah, no, none of that. This is highly curated Meisner technique.
Okay, truth.
Studying
we did
Todd.
Switch chairs. Truth, we did switch chairs, and
we
I'll
did,
be you.
Even though it changes nothing on your end.
I know. No, it does, and I'll be you, and you'll be me.
And I'll be you, and you'll be me.
And by the way, don't if we do impersonation of each other, yeah. We're not gonna. It's the biggest form of flattery.
No, of course. It's,
okay,
it's
so here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You're paying respect to the source
here
material.
We go. And the band's yours. This is your show. You're. I guess you're doing me, basically.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Oh, come on.
And did it my way. Okay, that's enough. That's
I can't
enough.
Find
that's
it on
enough.
The board.
That's enough.
I can't find it.
Stop talking!
I can't
all right.
find it on the board! I
all right.
Can't find it. Stop,
wait,
stop,
Cam,
stop.
Cam.
I can't find it. No, I can't
hold on,
find
hold
it
on
the
hold
board.
Hold on.
No, he. You can listen. Yeah, you're right.
Guys, what was I talking about?
I can't find it on the board.
Hold on.
Todd, I
hold
don't
on.
Remember.
Hold on.
I can't find it
wait,
on the
take
board.
Take a deep breath. Take
you,
your time.
It, I'm you.
Wait.
I'm you. I can't find it on the board. I can't. Oh, he's holding up post-its.
Okay, do
it. Oh.
Do it. But do it. Okay.
Oh, my God. They're fighting.
Are the people at home having fun? Do they get that we're having fun?
They tuned out minutes ago.
Our hardcore audience doesn't listen anymore. Our biggest fans stopped listening 5 years ago. They said it's too
Why'd
much.
You do that, Vinny?
Okay, listen. Let me stop. Let me clean up. I don't like it. That's wet. Aristotle, when are you going to take your motorcycle out on the highway? Well, I'm seriously. I want to know, and I don't want to. Every show when you leave, I go.
I thought about riding it here today, but just on the streets. That's where I've been getting. I've been taking the streets because you know it's just more fun that way. I don't have to go that fast, even though it is getting more fun to go faster.
Was it just a desire you had to ride a motorcycle? Your
yeah, it's
life
kind of always just been on. In my soul, but never quite like I'm not like a. I just want to burn down the highway super fast. Like I just like Santa
Cruz. And also, you knew that you were going to take your time. I think we talked about it last week. There's going to be one time where you just pull up on the off-ramp and get off the next exit. And that'll be like, you know, the first. But you drive it to the store and stuff.
I mean, mostly to go get coffee or to go just somewhere because I'm like, I don't want to carry a bunch of
shit. You hold coffee on a motorcycle?
Yeah, my big cup holders.
Okay, you place
it's half
down.
A cup. It's half cup holder. Yeah,
I guess they have stoppers. I'm picturing just hot coffee like flying on you, like jiggling while he's.
I
like,
put it in the bladder bag and just sip it through the helmet.
You have a sidecar just with coffee in it.
This is a two-parter, everybody. This is our anniversary show, part two. I don't know what it is. Why go to the bathroom?
Well, I was gonna say we should take a break to clean up that wet spot, but also,
do you have to go to the bathroom
too?
Oh,
the one in Todd's chair.
See, you're here now, so we can take a break. Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, to be able to pause it, yeah, because we could.
Yeah. So you want to do that? And then how about if this, folks? We're going to be honest with you. We're going to take a break, and when you come back, you're going to hear Tim and Eric do another song, and that's the next thing you're going to hear.
Yeah,
and then,
that's the one you're thinking
that's,
of.
It's, well, we don't know what it's going to be. We're going to talk. Huh? Maybe Waterloo. Maybe they can play. I found an interesting track, and maybe these guys can play along with it. We'll see what they can do. All right, so we're going to do our thing, go to the bathroom, and on the other side of this song, we'll be back. Well, I told you we'd be back. Gentlemen,
10 years of the Pod Glass Show. Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
It's
hi.
Crazy that you're going through and deleting all the old ones and starting fresh after this.
Yeah, I don't want the old ones anymore. I could do better. I'm tired.
But you don't think people want to revisit?
No.
That was the show's cold open.
All those shows with the cold opening. This is what it's all about.
Starts.
I put a lot of pressure. A lot of these other podcasts, and don't just agree with me, honestly,
no,
guys.
No, no, no. I'll tell you my honest opinion.
I don't. Can I trust you guys? I don't need people just. Oh, Todd. But these other podcasts suck, right?
Oh, yeah. They have nothing on the Todd Glass Show. No, no. They're just like cookie cutter by the numbers. You are revolutionary.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. No, I do. I do.
It's sad. It's sad.
I do appreciate it.
It's a pale imitation of what you do, you know.
Joe McKenzie.
You've already mastered the form. I don't know why anyone else is even trying at this point.
Joe McKenzie, we love you. I just wanted to say that. Waterloo, we did. What is this? What do we have here? What do I hear? What do I hear?
Oh, no, that was just for the future.
Oh, for the future. I have the volume down, and Cam hit the bell, which usually means he's trying to play something, and he's having difficulty playing it at this moment. So I reach over, I hear the bell, I turn the volume up, and I'm waiting for him to play. He goes, no, that was for the future. And he was right. God damn it.
So now I won't have to. When it's the moment, it'll just come in.
I do this because I'm having fun, truth, not because I'm in a hurry. What do we have left on this show? Like, what do we have, 50 minutes? I like to have a lot of time.
It's a little bit harder to say now because it's still one recording.
But
so we've been 20-ish minutes.
Okay,
or so
we have a show ahead of us.
We do.
It's still fun.
Do you have favorite moments from the last 10 years?
A best of, a highlight reel.
Let's reflect a little.
Well, I'll tell you something about Roy Scovel. He was the guy was my friend.
Fuck.
He was my friend. Yeah.
He was my friend.
Ungrateful.
Come on, guys. Stop. He was my friend. So he made a mistake. Guys, stop. Guys, honestly, stop.
Roy Scovel.
This is... Stop. It's not... Please. Roy Scovel was my...
Oh!
What did I say? No!
Can you have one memory that doesn't involve that hack? Oh, my God.
You know what I hope, Eric? I hope the skins on your drums, even though they're not yours, I hope they break because they'll feel like they're yours. I knew I'd make that bit work. I was going to say, I hope the skins on his drums break, but they're my drums. So, anyway, listen. Everybody, God bless. Is there a song you want to sing?
Any song?
Are you afraid to do the thing with the headset?
No, I want to do it. I don't understand. Are the rules, I pick a song I already know? So why, if I already know it, why do I need the headphones?
Well, because then you're just singing along to it, and you don't hear anything.
I think it's a more interesting challenge if you pick a song that I haven't heard.
Okay.
And I'm trying to sing to it the first time.
Okay, great.
So it's like a game of telephone.
Would you put these in your ears?
Ew.
Oh.
Ew, what a ew. They're covered in.
Hey, what type of filth?
Oh, no, I'm not going to stick that in my ears.
Right, hold on.
Yeah,
let me clean up the trash here. Take my time. Everybody... Did everybody
sure
jingle
if you could pull
get
up
played?
Pull
I
up
want
a track
to thank Lynn
Shore.
Character. I joke around a lot because he doesn't listen to the show. So I always, whenever I go, Lynn Shore's jingles, puh, puh. But because, first of all, he's about as close as a friend you could have. We're like
How
family.
Is he?
Lynn Shore is great.
He hasn't been on the show in a long time.
He hasn't been, and I love him. And I went up there. I think I talked about this on the show. The house that they just moved into, and went up and spent the weekend, slept over. And we were so overdue for it. It was so nice. You can talk a lot to people you really like. Mm. Like, we talked and talked and talked. Then he asked me to leave. it was really wonderful. It's just pure joy being around him and his wife. Like, we just had a really good time. Matter of fact, I went up there a night early because Lynn wasn't there. And I said, I'll come in a night early. That way me and Teresa can just hang out that night.
When you move.
Interesting.
Up to.
Did you make a move?
Hey, let me tell you something. She's staring at my junk.
I mean, who's not? With the way you set up this studio now, all of our eyes are directly pointing.
Pointed at my junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to come in and they made little tilts in all the chairs. Everybody's staring at my junk. I like that word, junk. Hey, stop looking at my junk. You know what? I feel that people, I know what people need. This show needs some old school. This is something we would have done.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Is that as loud as we go?
Hot potato, hot potato.
Here we go. Let's let it breathe.
Potato, potato.
Here we go.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Wow, it is a show.
Spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Louder.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti. Spaghetti, 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 spaghetti.
Wow.
Mashed banana.
They are doing the
mashed banana. 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 Banana.
He pauses the music perfectly and is doing dancing.
Turn the words off and see how much we know. Mashed banana, ooh, baby, baby. All right. Cam.
Yeah.
What's
Have you ever tried writing a song, like, legitimately? Like, you really like music, you love crooners, you love that sort of, have you ever, like, legitimately, earnestly, like, wanted to or tried, like, just even just the lyrics or a poem or anything? That's not, like, silly in some way?
You mean that I would write?
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? Maybe I'm lazy. But, like, maybe on at some level, it would be, I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't want to give, like, a half answer, I don't want to.
Mm.
Because, as you know, that can't be the truth. But it's just maybe it would take work. But I had somebody write me some songs, Like Scott Aukerman years ago, like I had some ideas for songs, and he helped me with songs like Joe, like Chip Chantry helped me with jokes. But I know what you mean. You mean just a regular, could it be a comedic song?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
I was going to say, forgive me if I've missed this, but have you tried singing your bits?
Did you ever notice? You mean like that, like a crooner? Anyway, all that for, and a thump. Give me that thump. See what? That's what if you can't notice when you go my way. And then the trumpets come in. Yeah, you. Let me tell you something. You gotta don't fuck with me. All right, listen. I'm back to the show. This is look at this. I'm gonna stop.
Oh my goodness. Stop. He's so focused. Okay, he's so focused. There's what veins are
you
take over. Out of his head.
What do you have? You have any questions for me? See, I'm good.
Yeah. Who's a guest that you haven't had on that you want to have on?
Well, that's a good question. Tim Robinson probably, but I'd be too nervous. That's just the truth. Nervous? I'd have to met him.
Or
maybe he wanted to.
Bit.
Like, if someone said Tim Robinson wants to do the show, then yes, because there's something. But I would be too nervous any other way. So
you wouldn't want. You'd feel like nervous doing bits or anything. You'd be more just like, oh,
I'd be just too nervous. I wouldn't be able to. I've had it happen a few times, so I'd be. Yeah. It's just too nervous.
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
Like who? Name some names.
I was nervous but it's all right because he wasn't anything but nice. But, Tim. Heidecker.
Oh.
I was nervous. That's why I changed the table this way, because I'm more comfortable when the guest is further away, because you have your own little private area. He was nice. It had nothing to do with him. I honestly doesn't, or I wouldn't even say it. Like, he couldn't have been nicer. But, seriously. Truth.
Yeah.
And, but I was still, I don't know. Sometimes it could be someone I know. And they're sitting across. And who gives a shit? Okay, here we go. Hot potato. I'm going to get a song.
Pull up a song that I don't know. Look up the karaoke version so I see the words.
Yes.
And I'll try it to the best of my ability. I've never heard it before.
I love it.
Sing along.
Thank you for being willing.
I think it makes it more interesting.
Can I neaten up my area?
Yeah. You take your time.
Can you give me some neaten up music? Can I get some Mario? No, that's not neaten up music. Neaten up music is ting, 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 ting.
This is like spring cleaning in like the palace. That's very good.
Plus with my shitty rendition, you figured it out.
How good are you at like improvising on the piano? I mean, because that was incredible. I don't know if this is a real song, right?
Because I go not like that, like ding, 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 ding. And he goes, I think I know what the guy with the big head wants.
Wait, maybe this would be. I still want to do this, but would it be fun? Only if you feel comfortable doing it, Tim. You like play some sort of vibe or whatever tune you want to play, and we'll take turns naming it or what we picture.
Right.
I used to do that in my car. My mom's car on the way to school. We'd listen to like classical music. She goes, "What do you picture when you hear this? What animals do you picture doing what?"
Okay, here we go. I'll tell you what I picture. You go first because it's polite.
Sure.
The oldest trick in the book.
Okay. All right, immediately it's sad. I'm going to talk through it before I see it. It's sad. I'm picturing it's like sunset. This is going to sound really sad. I don't mean it to, but this is honestly what I see. It's like a deer has been shot and it's wounded, but it's still alive. It escaped the hunter and it's by like a lake. And it's like trying to like, it's like, you know, sort of getting its balance and coming to terms with the fact that it's bleeding out.
And it shows people.
And it's at like dusk.
But it shows people are helping it.
Yeah, now people are coming by. A little swan's come by. Oh, it went dark, though. It sounds like little creatures are coming with something, but it's not helping when it goes sad.
I'm taking this very seriously. Am I next?
Wait. Yeah, if you play something new. That's what I heard with that.
Yeah, how long do you... Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No. That's as long. And then if he changes it up, it changes the story, whatever.
Here, let me hear, and I would do... And I'll think... Just what you just did.
Whatever you actually hear.
Okay, here we go. It's a cat, and he's playing with a little mouse, but he won't kill it. Playing with it, The mouse is like, please stop, leave me alone. He's playing. I can't stand when people video. Oh, what's going on? I took my glasses off. Anyway, hi.
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 You want to pull up a song?
What?
Do you want to pull up a song?
Oh, yes, and yeah, play another song. I did it. I got out of it. I figured it out. I barely made it. Do another one. Do another one for Cam.
Yeah, like, well, I'll talk through it if you guys have ideas.
Play another one, and what do you think?
Ooh. This sounds more like some sort of city aesthetic. It's not the wilderness. I swear to God,
I had this. Mine was New York. Walking the streets in New York.
She's an uptown girl.
Someone's hands are in their pockets.
Yes.
There's like a cafe they're walking by. It's like autumny.
She throws her hat in the air and it freezes. I never saw Mary Tyler Moore, you piles of shit. I didn't steal nothing. Okay, let me do one for me. I don't want to make a joke this time. I want to hear it. Seriously? Well, wait, maybe did, I didn't make a joke.
Did you know that you were going for city when you started that? That we would all then...
No, okay.
You don't know shit.
Because we then all were like, wait, is this actually like the theme song to something? And we don't know.
I thought the same thing. I thought, minute I heard it, I pictured pretty much what you guys were saying. That's so weird. Okay, so go ahead. And I'm not gonna, what was the... Maybe I didn't make a joke before. On the other one,
The other one was a cat in a mouse.
Oh, the cat. That wasn't that great. Okay, here we go.
But it's whatever honestly it is. You don't have to be creative. It's just whatever you actually...
Yeah, yours was good. I said mine was better. Mine sucked. My rendition of a cat hitting a mouse. Okay, so here we go. Okay, someone's got cancer. No. Come on. Not everything... And they can't find this spot. You know, at the hospital, they're driving around. No, there's no cancer. I don't need to have cancer in bits. There's no cancer. This is, seriously, let me stop the joke. It's a guy, he has to bury his dog. And he's just talking about it. I don't know. It's harder to be interesting than I thought.
Well, I don't think you don't have to be interesting. It's just whatever you actually.
Whatever makes you think of a farm.
There's no wrong answer.
It's interesting. You just have to be okay with going sad.
Right.
Yeah. It does have a little sad in perspective.
Let me hear. Play one for Aristotle. If you don't mind.
Just say whatever you think.
Close your eyes, everybody, or I'll beat the shit out of you.
Getting ready for the big game. I'm dancing in a warehouse and I am sweaty. And I'm glistening. Doing push-ups. Jump roping.
Some reverb in your voice.
The other team is they're working hard, but they're not working as hard as I am.
Right hook, left hook, right hook.
I'm about to win this big thing, whatever it is. It's a boxing match. Game. Either way, I'm on my way to the top.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what I saw. Is that the vibe you were going for?
That's exactly what I was picturing.
Can I get some reverb, please? Hey, maybe we could do Fever since we have a band. Can you give me the back? This is a bit we've done every week. It's if with my singing abilities, could we fake it in a lounge? But I always say, if I had drummer and a keyboard, you can. Yeah, go ahead. We have thunder. Here we go. What do we got? Sorry. Okay, we got this. Are you gonna sing with me? Oh yeah, give me hits of thunder. You know, you can give me the hits. No, I love you. I guess. Never know how much I care. How little could I know? Do I know two words? Oh, you gave me fever.
Fever!
Huh! Hey! I'm tired of this bit. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I cry. When you wrap your arms around me, I get a feeling that I just can't help.
What?
What if I came through the audience singing when what's the matter with you? What's the matter with, you know, like, yeah, like you guys will know. Play a little bit of it. I'm genuinely answering this. What's, if you think on the road,
I think this is it.
What's the matter with you? Hey, everything's okay. You're perfectly fine.
And I come through the crowd. What's the matter with you? I walk it through the crowd. So what if I don't know any words? What's it gonna bother you if I like to sing to this song? I'm walking through the crowd. I'm walking by this guy. I'm singing a song. So what if I'm having a good time? What's it gotta have with words? Look at me walking over here. Look at me walking over there. I'm walking up to the stage. So what the fuck? I'm having a good time.
I like that.
It's fun, right?
I think it could be funny if you... Maybe there's something where you get it's a bit, you're doing something on stage, someone upsets you, so you get so angry, you storm off stage and you leave the room, and then you enter back through the audience and that song's playing, you go, oh, what's that? Like,
what's
like,
the oh my God,
after you're angry, like, I did it.
You storm off and that's your exit back. You come on, Todd.
Come on,
sorry.
Todd, we're and sorry. Then, and then
I come right. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Look at this guy over here. Look at this girl right there. You're wearing a shirt. You've got pants. The way I do this bit better is I act like I'm Andy Kindler. Watch how much better it gets. This guy's wearing a shirt. This guy's got a hat. Look at you with the thing in your pants. Ooh, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. All right, enough. I don't need this. Is this what I do?
It's what you've been doing for 10 years.
I've been doing it
10
years, and I'm not stopping now, everybody. To dream the impossible dream. To fly where nobody's ever flown. To flow where nobody's flying. These are my... Okay, let's stop. How are you?
Will the Todd Glass Show? We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm doing pretty good.
Friday night, show at the Elysian.
Yeah, or at this point, last Friday? Two Fridays ago?
Last Friday.
It went great.
That's what I heard.
You didn't hear all the good news from it?
Of course I did.
Freaking everyone was there.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was there. The guy.
Jim Carrey.
And who?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey went, and he ran up.
He was there.
Did you hear what happened? He ran up on stage. He goes, I love this show so much. And he starts kissing Cam.
Yeah, I sued him.
Affection, he sued him.
I sued him. And we're going to hear back.
We're going to hear back from his attorney.
Attorney, you know.
Cam's going to settle. You know, what do you think he's going to settle for out of court if they get hands him?
Remember, he's got Grinch money.
Here's the thing. There's two types of people in this world. There's reachers and there's settlers. And I'm a settler, so.
$20
$20
Hello, I need reverb. Hello.
The very funny Dylan Adler opened, and then he's doing his solo show December 10th at the Elysian.
Nice.
Plugging his, yeah. So he's doing his something that'll be, listen, I guess, tomorrow, based on when this came out.
This is tomorrow because his show's on Saturday night.
It's Saturday night, December 10th. Yeah. And
look, to our, a lot of our listeners. You don't live near there, but you know if you live near there, if you live in L.A. What do I
also
ask?
Also at the Elysian?
Also at the Elysian,
to
yeah,
go
yeah.
support a funny person?
Yeah, an up-and-comer.
Can I say this, and you might think I'm going too far?
Yeah.
If you live, and you have, yeah, look, if you have plans, I get it. But if you're like going, I actually don't have anything to do, and I know where that theater is, they're vouching for this person to be funny, and you don't go, I spit on you. Spit on you. Now, I'm not being immature either. No, I spit on you. I don't need you as a listener.
I'm not speaking for me, because when you're listening to this, this is already after I've done a show. But I do mean in general, if you ever hear of something, it's imagine how cool it'll be when you tell your friends, I saw them before they were big.
It's true.
I saw it's so that memory of being able to say you saw someone before they made it or whatever in a small room is such a cool thing to have. So just see more small acts, because exactly. The chances are that some of them are going to make it big.
Well, I agree with you.
At least one of them is going to make it big.
Also, well, the Elysian's such a fun theater.
The Elysian's a very
cool
theater.
That is sort of what we do talk about with musicians, that if you go see a lot of musicians at one point in their career, you get to see them in a room, in a show that would be fit for 5,000.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a year later, they didn't get that much better in a year. That means they were pretty fucking good when you saw them.
Yeah.
And they made that transition from... So you go and you see them in those rooms that hold like 500, and it's packed, mm-hmm. which is not. And then you get to see a show that's like, but relatively small room, but this fucking.
Yeah, there's a band back years ago when I lived in Dallas. There's a band called they still exist. They're called the Front Bottoms. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're bigger now, but I saw them in like a small club. There was maybe an audience of like 30 people, 35 people. And they do like giant shows now.
Go
so.
See the Front Bottoms. Listen,
they're great.
To the Front Bottoms.
They're great. Awesome. They're great.
So good.
May I get some reverb? If you have to prepare. Oh, when you have to compliment.
Do you still need the reverb?
No, I don't. when you have to compliment somebody, when you have to repeat a compliment by the third one, it doesn't sound so sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You look, I like your shirt.
What?
I like your shirt.
Sorry, what did you say?
I like your shirt.
Whoa, okay. Calm down.
Is it four? Is the four? Do it again.
Yeah, three was enough.
Oh, you know what? You look handsome tonight.
Sorry, I didn't get that. I
look handsome tonight.
You speak loud. You're going to have
to
speak up.
You look handsome tonight.
One more time.
You look handsome tonight. Oh, why am I yelling into the mic like a fucking idiot? What's wrong with me? Terrible. Folks, don't listen to the show anymore. It's the new name of it. It's not like a bit. Don't listen. If you're listening, I asked you not to. That way, if people complain,
well,
I go.
Well, he's releasing this version for free.
This is free.
The platinum version of the Todd Glass Show, only available on his Patreon.
Only available
on Patreon.
Patreon.com/Jonah Hill. Reverb. When I sing. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Whether I'm right. Whether I'm wrong. Whether I find myself, I gotta belong. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. Yeah, fuck it. Tim was fucking it up on the piano.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do.
The problem is he's too good.
He's too good. When you don't
Tim's
make
got, you got, hey, Tim's got to do more of your shows. Tim's fantastic. I bet he's
hey,
too
guys,
busy.
You want to do the thing where I go to close and then you guys won't let the other one get the last word in? So it's like, no, I don't want to do my way. And that's the way it was. Hold on. Eventually it gets to where it does get quiet. And it's one, and then you go. And then you keep, go ahead. This is in front of a live audience.
I'm picturing a cat playing with a mouse, and he's not hurting the mouse.
And eventually I picture myself, the entertainer, having to go, would you cut it out? Let him have it. Someone's got to get the last note. All right, that's fine. Okay, let him play the keyboard. Okay, good. That's a nice ending. Okay, good. I like it.
I think you have to separate them. I think they're gonna have this energy.
Stop. Let the other guy get a note on the piano. That last song, that key when he hit it, sounded great. And that's nice too. You got to admit it. It is hard to decide because, like, yeah. go like this. Hit, give me one hard on the key. It's nice, but then, you're like, that is better.
Well.
And then
I don't know about better. Different.
Different. Okay. That you got.
Imagine a saxophone. That's what I'd rather know. A saxophone.
Anybody can blow into a saxophone.
Oh my God. Little known fact, it's not a. It's just. You sing into it, and then it just plays the note.
It's like a kazoo.
It's a kazoo.
It really is. It's just a giant kazoo.
It's glorified.
To play the drums, you have to understand rhythm. You have to play the keyboard. You have to, same thing. There's a saxophone. I seen Alex Young come in here. I like him.
Yeah.
I love him. He's a great guy. But I even asked him, I go, is it hard? He goes, no, can you blow into a kazoo?
Well, it's like how magicians don't want to reveal their secrets. It's the same thing. They don't want to undervalue their job.
Thing. You get it.
It's their livelihood.
I wouldn't have space anyways, but I should have brought the electric kazoo.
You still have it?
Yes, I still have it. What?
What does an electric kazoo sound like compared to a normal kazoo?
Well, electric. You ever hear Bob Dylan?
It sounds like Bob Dylan.
That's my impression of other people doing Bob Dylan impressions.
Boo!
You ever, like, you hear more, you're more aware of the impression than the actual guy's voice at that point, and then you're just...
Exactly.
He's one of those.
Okay, listen.
What does Seinfeld actually sound
exactly.
like?
Exactly. Seinfeld, Christopher Walken, all the just, like...
We do all the impersonations on our live shows when James in the band.
James is
mad. We do the big... Oh, James Adomian is so jealous. I could read you a text he wrote to me. I'm too busy, though. I want to do
the
comedy.
What was the
right
name
now.
Of the...
I don't want to think of things.
Oh, I'm gonna butcher it. He did the show we were on at the Red Cat.
Oh,
what
Jesus.
Was the character he did? I saw the guy that he was doing an impression of popped up on my TikTok feed, and I hadn't heard him talk before.
Tom Likas?
I was like, oh wow, it's spot on. It's actually like it's like Slovak.
It's
I'm
painful.
So uncultured. I wish
James Adomian is a fucking freight machine, and it's painfully and it's you cannot
talk
fucking
for a
stop.
I'll find the guy's name.
He's like Eddie Pepitone.
He's one of those guys.
Only
you know,
not as a
to go back to the not that he was ever small, but like I remember his recording on the show early on, being like James Adomian, interesting guy, and now almost every cartoon I watch, James Adomian.
Oh,
in the
he
credits.
Does a lot of them.
So
we did that that Netflix one with the cat burglar.
This is a deep cut, but for whatever reason, I watched it.
But exactly, it's one of these like, oh shit, he's just. In everything now.
Well, I'm gonna, you know, it looks good. I'm thinking about dyeing my hair blue.
Whoa. Ooh.
Slavoj
Žižek.
May I? May. Hello. I.
It's hard to even say that.
It's harder to sing than I've said it for years. It's not easy to sing. I used to think.
Well, especially if you hear yourself back, then it's the whole, oh, I'm hearing myself, I'm aware, it's self consciousness, you know.
How about if I couldn't hear myself?
Oh my God, that's an angel.
What hello, hello. It's an angel. If I put my fingers in
all of
my
a sudden, problem. It sounds like someone different. It's like Mariah Carey's voice comes out of you.
Just by putting my fingers in my ears. I'm like, well, oh, hello. It's hard to get started with singing.
Did I do something about blind confidence? Obviously, it helps if you have like an ear monitor or something. But there's something about blind confidence of not being aware of yourself where you may be. You know, you're less judgmental because you're not having it reflected.
Well, that's
back.
That's what my earphones were trying to figure out. Like, what if I could just not worry about? Right, it's sort of the same thing. That's why
you thought about it. You could also use those as in-ear monitors just to hear the music, because that's what most singers have in-ear monitors. You know, the best singers have.
Everyone are afraid
performing every single one
to play without ear monitors.
Most freaking singers are hacks. They're all of them.
They're all hacks.
They're hacks.
Most singers are hacks.
Mozart didn't have an in-ear monitor.
No, Mozart didn't go.
No.
Oh, I put something in my ear. He didn't even have an ear. Where's that Van Gogh? I don't have time.
Was it Mozart? Was he deaf? I'm uncultured. Which one was deaf? Beethoven.
When you sing a song and it goes up and bum bum bing, bum 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 ba dum bum bum. Okay, what do
that's
we
like,
have?
I know it's, sorry, that's insane that one of the greatest composers was deaf. I know that's like his whole, like that's like apparently not enough of a whole thing that I didn't know who it was, but that's like pretty wild, right?
I don't think he was deaf, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, let's
hear it. I'm going to tell you he wasn't deaf, and you're going to, in 1 second, you're going to, did you ever hear his music? It's fucking unbelievable. It's sick. It's
too good.
People say, it's, so, how would he do that if he was deaf? Hello?
No one's asked, no one's thought.
I'm the confident moron. Listen, do you have any questions for me? Anything you want to know as we celebrate our 10-year anniversary as we're going for a close?
Yeah, so many.
Is there anything you want to do?
Pick. Anything I
want
to do.
Play anything on the board. Anything you want. There's no pressure like
this. Oh, yeah, there's one I like.
Oh, my new show on HBO Max.
Paramount Plus?
HBO Max.
Thank Paramount Plus, though.
I know, but it's the story behind it. For 30 days, try it. It's HBO Max. Paramount Plus. It's HBO Max. A mountain of entertainment for us. Give yourself this gift and don't delay your mountain holiday. HBO Max.
The gift of Paramount Plus.
It's like a legal reason we can't.
I think
get
you should
there.
Do a Paramount Plus special.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I already approached them.
You should do a.
What should I do?
What you should do with your lifetime. You just listen to me.
I'm going to listen to you. What should I do?
This is a bit pitch.
Honestly,
this is a bit
tell
pitch.
Me what I should.
This is a bit pitch.
It's okay. A bit
but
pitch.
This is a bit pitch. Or for
hey,
short,
you know what,
a bit.
Fuck you. You're a bit pitch. You're a bit pitch.
It's not a pitch for a bit. It's
I get
a bit
it.
Pitch.
It's a bit pitch.
Is releasing the same special, but they're different versions on different streamers. Like, a very popular video game series, Pokemon, has two versions they release, and they have each version has special things that make them different.
Right.
So you release the same special, but with alternate endings on different streaming services. So they have to subscribe to both if they want to see the other ending. Mm.
You know, that's not... Seriously, there's something there... And I thought you were leaving.
This isn't well.
No, I don't think this is related, but it might be the neighbor of in that thought. I thought about though. It's not exactly what you're saying, but you understand what made me think about it. I go, you know, one of the things, and it's sort of John did it in the event of a lifetime, is I thought about in a special to show the same joke three or four times to show how it went over in. And how different it could be. And I don't think the audience, if they like you, are going to mind that. It's a little different, but it is happened where you'll do a bit the same bit. I don't want to show me bombing ever. It's not about that.
No, but that would be great, like back-to-back in a different venue and just seeing it.
Three good versions, but they went differently. I have no desire to show a bad, because it doesn't happen. Most of the time on the road, if you want to do good, you can. So I don't want to paint this picture of just different good versions.
I love that. I mean, I don't think I've seen, I've seen specials, I guess, where people are just like, they cut between different venues, but they don't repeat the same material. But I feel like that'd be actually really cool to be able to see it, like landslide and the alternate.
Yeah, it's, I think
as
so.
In a similar world of it, have any of you watched Danny Jolis' special on YouTube?
No.
Danny Jolis, big shout out, funny, great guy. He has a choose your own adventure special on YouTube.
Oh,
so
that's
he'll
so
like
fun.
Set up a premise, or like he'll say something about
bless
like
you.
Disney. And then the option comes up, do you like Disney or you don't like Disney? And then the special continues.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's
what's
fun.
His name again?
Danny Jolas.
Do I know Danny him? Jolas? Like, sometimes you'll go, you met him.
You probably met him.
That's really cool. Hey, when he says his name, maybe give the guy a little fanfare. Danny.
Jolas.
Danny Jolas, everybody. Danny Jolas. People might come here, say, go ahead. They said some kind things about you on the show. I figure if they take their time to go, you know, mile marker, boom, boom, we should, you know, really mention
that's
them,
fun.
Know.
I love when people try different stuff. I think it's like sometimes I feel like people don't encourage it sometimes. I feel like sometimes people look down on it because, like, why are you doing weird? I think it's cool.
Oh, it always inspires me, cool, yeah, genuinely, to see anybody play with the confines of anything.
True.
And it's also, and it was done at the Dynasty Typewriter. So,
oh, cool.
Oh. Oh, you know, like, what I found? Have you seen La La Land?
Yes.
You know, Emma Stone does her one woman show. They shot that at Dynasty Typewriter.
They did?
Yeah. I haven't seen it since I found out that information, but pretty cool.
Hello. Hello? Cam, do you have the fake phone over there?
Yes, I have the fake phone over here.
Yeah, do you have the fake phone?
Yeah, I'm holding a fake phone right now in my hand.
Okay, bye.
Connected to it.
What are we doing here? What are we looking at with time, Aristotle? I want to pace myself.
We're almost at an hour.
Wow.
At least for this show.
Well, this is the point when we say we're going in for the close.
Yeah.
We utilize the band.
Is there anything you wanted to say?
How about if we ask the song to... he goes, is there anything you wanted to sing? Is that... sick side of me. The sick sickness makes me go, maybe he really does want to hear me. I mean,
was honest, actually.
Well, I've been singing my way, you gotta admit. I mean, it's, if you want, I'll,
about 10 years.
What?
About the anniversary.
Oh, about what 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, like a toast to the 10 years of the show. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? What are you...
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Okay, what am I? Oh, this is the best.
Speech, speech.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'm ready for a speech, but I will say this.
They start playing them off.
Oh, what? I like this.
That's your time.
That's it? Hey, I want to thank. Take a little bit of coffee and a little bit of cream. Monday morning, and okay, that's just called filler. Some people listen, they go, what's that? It's filler, folks. When you have a podcast, you have to do a full show, and you don't have anything. You just do stuff like this.
Yeah.
People understand. The hardcore listeners aren't mad.
They get it. That's all part of the grind.
It's all part of the grind.
It's all part of the grind, baby.
Did you ask me? Oh, what am I thankful for? Well, I love this. Well, I don't know. I can't.
Speech.
All right. How about some speech type music, like patriotic? No, how about a boogie march? Yeah, you got it. Look at that. He played it on the special. Comes back a half a second.
Incredible.
Well, I love doing this show, and it's my favorite thing in the world to do. I'm trying not to make eye contact with anybody now. And I know some people, they're going, oh, Todd Glass, he's not going to do the show every week. Don't you worry. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Oh, no, come on, keep going.
Oh, they were giving the finger. God bless you. That's been so long. What happened to Cam? Oh, Cam, you know
we were in between bits in that part, so I tried to make you go longer, and then
I was trying to make us all leave while you were covering your eyes.
I pulled it down, and they were both giving me the finger.
There were two bits going on.
I was going to follow you, but he was done with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh no, I don't. I'm trying to think how we could go to close, and I think it might be. Well, let's do this. I have an idea.
Okay.
Let's say we're going to ask them to play songs, and they'll see if they can play them. We'll just yell out random songs.
Okay.
And then we'll close by doing a song we can all sing, like even if we have
one
to
week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Is that,
sorry?
Is that,
I thought that's what you were going to say. I didn't mean
is that a good one? What's one that we can all sing?
I don't like it that much.
just a random.
You obviously want to do it so bad.
I think someone, I heard like Eric, like he was like humming.
But Truth, is it a good one for us all to sing along?
No.
It's not.
There's two words in there. Like, it's, man,
it's, the words are too fast, but maybe it's funny.
What's one that we could do? What's one Wanted we did last
by
night?
By Bon Jovi.
Is that? Is that an easy? Could we put it up?
No.
Could we put it up on there? See if you can hear it and put it up there. We can do it. No. Is that a good one, Aristotle?
I was just throwing it because I haven't listened.
Okay, no, they don't want it. We'll find it.
Got it.
I can't sing this. Okay, so hold on. Can you find on the TV? Can you put the song that we're gonna do? Let's find, and then we'll get it ready, and then we're gonna go back and just sort of do stump the band with them and see. Mm-hmm. We don't have to play anything obscure. Just could be songs they probably do know.
Well, let's find this.
This isn't Hanso's Fire TV stick, right?
No, but it should say the barn.
Okay. Maybe the other one's attached.
Either the other one is. Where's the other iPad?
Over there behind you.
Okay, great. I know. We're fine. Look at this. I'm very casual. I'm not like the old days where I'd be nervous. We had a lot of fun. Oh, as you're looking for that, I can put some reverb in my voice and. Well, it's 5 o'clock on Saturday, and the people are. It's. Maybe I don't know. Aristotle, that's a lot of reverb, baby. Ooh, Cam's got YouTube up on the TV. And I'm feeling low. What song are we gonna do? No, not my way. Everybody's gonna do my way. Yeah, no. What's one we're all gonna sing?
Who put this on? Who put this on?
And what's this? What is this? Oh, shut up! Wait, but we're not.
No,
doing
I
this
think
yet.
Everyone voted for this. I think. Is it playing?
Oh, the TV volume.
Fuck these are July.
It's been 1 week and you're looking for a
that was so good. What insane.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. Scavenger sticking your brains up. Watch the next clause when the lights on. With kids on their side. I hope they're smoking things in the blood. My parents are more like a red dick. Like Sam Kendrick. Like Sam Kendrick. So I make that film. Okay, I don't make films. But if I just say that I'm a samurai, gonna get a set of better films. Can find the kind of tiny nubs in my eyes. I'm always playing the back thing. Gonna get into the silly movie. Take a tune, just have to boom it. Can't you think the wrong thing? I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying to the last little funeral. Can't understand what I mean. You too well. My mind on my sleeve.
It's been 1 week that you looked at me. Drop your arms inside.
Oh my God. Take it home, guys. That's right. Tim Lillis on keyboards. Aaron Calver on the drums. That's the way you do it. Do that or go to home. Okay.
I don't mean to be rude, but it was kind of weird that like Vinny pushed for that song when the rest of us didn't really get a say. Like, I feel like he really pushed for that song, really, and then he didn't even really sing it.
I know. Play it back, Aristotle. I want you to hear what you sound like.
Wow, we just all heard that.
No, this is really Vinny. Play it back.
No, come on, guys. 1 week would be great.
No, we don't want to do that one. Play it back.
We don't want to do it. We want to do something we can all enjoy.
When he's whining. Remember, he's going, oh, come on.
Guys, come on. Come on. I want you to do it.
Go ahead, go. Play.
Fast forward to a little later in it when he's whining.
But guys, I want to do it again.
You're going to cry? We're going to feel bad if you're crying now.
All right, we'll play one week. All right, guys, first of all, I love that your commitment to that. And well, that was, well, you were all singing that. I thought, well, close with that, Todd. But no.
This is the goddamn Todd Glass show.
I love.
You say close, he says no. He says how high.
At one point, I sat back.
Too high.
I sat back because you guys were doing such a good job. Like, even though, you know, it wasn't all, but it was good. And I go, I don't have to be ruining this.
It wasn't all what?
It wasn't all what?
Yeah, finish that sentence.
It wasn't perfect. No,
but we can take criticism. We need it. We're about to audition for America's Got Talent, so tell us now.
You're right.
We put on a show for you.
We tried our best.
Oh, you could have done better. Sorry.
You know what?
Sorry, we're not the Beatles.
Guys, give me a chance. You're misunderstanding me. By the way, so fucking funny. Oh, my God. We rehearsed all week for you. I make it a little. But what I'm saying is, so I pulled back because I thought it sounded better. What are you looking for over there?
I was just moving my chair around.
I know. What do you think? Is it weird where the chairs are now? No. Okay. So what song are we going to close with? What song?
A couple.
No, but the reason that I didn't stop that one because I was enjoying it so much. I really was. I'm like, well, let this play out. It doesn't have to be in place. Oh, no.
Here we go again.
I think this is what everyone knows.
They don't even have it in them.
I think everyone knows this one. It's fun for everybody. I mean.
Reverb.
1 week since you looked at me. Reverb. I got your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days at the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. It's 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now and watch a hoodwink as I make it stop think. You'll get that awful man. Add some fish to the dish, although I like Charlie's fish. I like sushi because it's never just a fry, man. When I bust rhymes, think like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about values. You can't break up the mad hits, you try to match rich, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Make a break, and take a break, I'm like a sticky, take a shake, I like vanilla pie, just set the flavors. Gotta need no sugar, then you're not, but I'm gonna try to you're funny when you're mad. Try not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. I'm not gonna understand what I mean, but you soon will. I'm gonna change you with my mind, I'm asleep, I'm in. Look at me. Are you happy, baby? Are you happy?
This is all I want.
Now, what's one that we can all do together? Like, right, seriously, like, right, how about Rhinestone
right.
Cowboy?
You're right. Okay.
What do you think about that? Something that means something, maybe. How can we leave our audience? It's a little inspirational, maybe a little, a little
something like meaningful and emotional.
10 years by sales.
But it's got to be something we can all do.
That's gonna curse it.
I think that's
gonna
curse it.
That's gonna be hard to do. Yeah, I will survive. I will survive. But what's something we're all gonna be able to comfortable doing? Because I want to.
Rhinestone Cowboy's good.
Rhinestone Cowboy. Okay, cool. Where is that?
That was beautiful.
If you can find that on there, I'll give you $50 just for that. How would you find?
I think this is wrong, but I'm clicking what I pulled up.
Let me hear.
I think this is wrong. This is what I searched, and I don't think this is right.
No. Oh, my God. Cam, I don't need to see your junk. That's disgusting. Cam.
I looked up.
No, I don't want to see your junk.
Chicken run.
Okay.
No, it's like Chaka.
Let's turn the TV off.
Chaka Khan.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. What are we going to do? We're going to do Rhinestone Cowboy. Okay. We'll do Rhinestone Cowboy. And well, you know, we'll have some fun. How can we make it make sense? Like, what is this show? This show is on a journey, just like the Rhinestone Cowboy was. Here we go. I need volume, because we're going to do this.
Walking these streets so long. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks are crawling. Where hustle's the name of the game. The nice guys get washed away like the snow in the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on.
Happy 10 years.
Oh, Vinny. Do that outside.
Oh.
Vinny.
At the end of the
at the end of the, it was so beautiful. It was a
get
tear
out.
In my
Let's
eye.
Go.
Let's get out of here.
You can't be sentimental for 1 second without
one
pulling your junk.
Time.
Fuck! Jesus Christ.
Fuck!
I'm taking this with me.
I'm taking all the whatever the fucking chopped up vegetables, coup de cake, coup de fruit of hootie.
What'd you say?
Oh. All right, that's our show. Wow, you got the last word in, Eric.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I love.